In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. What?
Attack!
Attack!
Attack? No, Max. Hide. Are we under attack?
I think we're doing the attacking. The time machine didn't just drop us on a ship in the South China Sea. It dropped us on the ship of the very famous pirate queen, Shang Yi So.
Pirate queen? Awesome. Wait, are we the good guys or the bad guys?
Well, you and I are the good guys. Everybody else, let's just say unclear.
I wonder if these pirates work for or with the troublemaking trolls. Wow! It sure sounds like there's a lot of pirates, and not pirates, fighting.
Max, look out that gun port. How many ships do you see flying a red flag?
Holy cow! Looks like about 100.
And I've counted 44. Make that 43 pirates on board this ship alone. So we're in the middle of an attack with how many pirates?
Let's see. 43 times 100, that's 4,300 or 4,300 pirates? Hide more!
I think as long as we stay down, we'll be okay. I also think we're pirates too, which is a good thing because those other ships don't stand a chance.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Why are we pirates? And why are we here?
Look, Max, there's a note in that bottle. But how do we get it out?
Easy.
That'll do it. Uh-oh. They heard the bottle smash. They're looking around for us. Shh. Quiet. That was close. What does the note say?
It's from Aunt Murgatroyd.
Set sail for the port of Hong Kong. On approach, you will spot what is right and what's not. Take all that isn't right and load it aboard. You'll be in possession of the treasure that it sought.
What?
P.S. Never eat soggy waffles.
I wasn't planning on it, but great.
Hold on. Never eat soggy waffles. Isn't that a compass mnemonic for northeast, south, and west?
Oh, that makes more sense.
It's her, the Pirate Queen.
Bring me the navigators.
She sounds angry. I'd sure hate to be the navigators. Molly?
Yeah?
I think the pirates found us.
I think you're right.
Navigators, come here.
Does she mean us?
She's pointing at us. What do we do?
Navigate?
Navigators, come now or else.
Aye, aye.
Shisha.
Ugh. These waves are doing a number on my stomach. I think I'm going to be sick.
Same. I don't know how these pirates can do it.
Great. They send two landlubbers. I'm looking for specific cargo. They say you can show me where it is.
How would we know where it...
Max, the message from Aunt Em. Excuse me, do you have a map?
Get the map.
We received a message saying to go to the port of Hong Kong, which is right here. At latitude north 22 degrees and longitude east 114.
Huh, very good. Now, take us to Hong Kong.
Wait, you want us to lead you?
Yes. Take us to Hong Kong port.
Molly, how are you at maritime navigation?
Me? I'm barely able to keep my lunch down. But since we're surrounded by pirates who will make us walk the plank if we don't lead the pirate queen where she wants to go, I guess now is as good of a time as any to learn. Let's see. It looks like the ship is here at latitude north 22 degrees near modern Taiwan and longitude east 119. So all we have to do is head west and keep her steady.
Nice. I've read a bunch about early ships and ocean travel. If this map is accurate, we're heading about 278 nautical miles west. We'll need a dead reckoning to find out how fast we can get there.
I'd prefer to stay alive, thank you.
Oh, wow, Molly. A dead reckoning gives you accurate account of the ship's current location based on the direction and distance sailed. Come on, let's go on deck. And bring the marine chronometer with you.
Bring the what?
The clock! The marine chronometer, or ship's clock, is the first clock that remains accurate even on long journeys and in rough conditions, thanks to a few key features, including interconnected swing balances that make it unaffected by the rolling motion of the ship.
I wish I could say the same about me.
An accurate timepiece is essential in marine navigation, so that ships can measure the speed, and therefore distance, traveled. It was invented in 1761 by Englishman John Harrison.
Then how'd they get one here in China so quickly?
We stole it. We're pirates.
Captain, how long is this junk?
Max, don't call our ship junk. You'll get us thrown overboard.
Relax. That's the name of this Chinese style of a ship, a junk.
Oh.
400 feet from bow to stern.
Shishi, Captain. Max, let's find out how fast we're sailing.
Right, but first, let's get pointed in the right direction. The sun is setting to our right, and the sun sets in the west. What did the message say? Never eat soggy waffles. Soggy waffles, southwest. Captain, hard starboard! That's ship's talk for right.
Wow. Maybe you do have the makings of a sailor.
Ugh. Tell my stomach.
You know, you could have just used my magnetic compass. We invented it here in China sometime near the 12th century. But, if you want to keep using your soggy waffles...
Whatever, we're headed the right way now. And I noticed by our flag, the wind is blowing westward towards the setting sun. So, we should pick up speed. Quick, Max, grab something small and floaty that nobody will miss if we toss it overboard.
Oh, I know.
Wait, not your... Shoe? Max, what were you thinking?
I wasn't! I panicked! I'm not used to being surrounded by pirates.
Quick, follow it down the length of the ship and holler when it passes the stern. I'll time it. That was exactly 1 minute, 20 seconds. Our rate of speed is equal to the length of the ship, 400 feet, divided by the amount of time it takes something like your shoe to travel the length of the ship. In this case, 1 minute and 20 seconds, or 80 seconds. Rate equals distance over time.
Over means divided by, right?
Yeah.
Got it. So 400 feet divided by 80 seconds is...
5.
I was just gonna say that! So, we're going 5 feet per second, and we multiply that by 60, we get 300 feet per minute.
Nice, Max!
Thanks. But what does that mean in nautical terms?
We're heading about 6 knots, or nautical miles per hour, with the wind at our backs. We'll be there in no time.
Well, not in no time. We're 278 nautical miles away, heading 6 knots. If we divide 278 by 6, we'll be there in 46 hours and 20 minutes.
Ugh. 2 days is nothing when you spend your life at sea. Good job, navigators.
Phew. Hopefully, my shoe will be the only part of us that winds up in the ocean. I'm gonna try and get some sleep.
Good luck.
Land ho! Drop anchor!
Max, wake up! We made it!
Did we? Worst sleep ever.
That's fun to be famous. Or, infamous.
All right, where's our cargo? I want to wrap this up in time for lunch.
I thought you were seasick.
I was, but now that I'm on land, my tummy's saying, feed me!
Remember, Aunt Em's message said, on approach you will spot what is right and what's not. What's not right is either wrong or...
on the left! There's some big wooden boxes to the left with a stamp of a red flag and a dragon that looks like a curved P and S.
For problem solvers!
I think we found our mysterious cargo.
Captain Shang, we found it. The question is, how do we load it up?
Well, first we need to figure out how heavy it is.
Let's see. There's 8 square boxes all stamped with what looks to be weight labels. In Chinese. Anybody read Chinese?
300 pounds. 360 pounds. 290 pounds. 400 pounds. 410 pounds. 415 pounds. 300 pounds.
You got that, Molly?
I think so. Can you read them again in order of heaviest to lightest?
415, 410, 400, 360, 300, 300, 300, and 290. Let me guess, we need to add up the weights.
Exactly. It shouldn't be too hard, especially if we group them. Take the 3 heaviest first. 415 plus 410 plus 400. That's 3 times 400, which is 1,200 plus 10 plus 15, which is 25. So, 1,225. Remember that, Max. Then, we've got 3 that are 300. 3 times 300 is 900, plus 360 equals 1,260. And then there's one left that's 290, which is another 300 minus 10. Add that to 1,260 and you get 1,550, plus the first number, which is
1,225. 1,550 plus 1,225 equals 2,775 pounds, or 1,259 kilograms.
Nice! Wow, that's heavy. How are we gonna lift that much weight?
I know! We can use the port's pulley system! A pulley is a simple machine that requires no electricity, gears, or extra parts. It simply helps change the direction of an object's weight so that you can use less energy to lift more weight than normal.
Cool, but I think we're still gonna need some help.
Definitely. Captain Shang?
Pirates! Heave-ho!
Yes, we did it!
What is all this stuff?
It's not for me to reveal. That's for your Aunt Murgatroyd to tell you. But I'm glad she sent you to help us find it. You've done excellent work for the problem solvers. And you're welcome on my pirate crew anytime.
Wait! So you know our Aunt Murgatroyd? Like, personally?
Please, she knows everyone. Here, this is for you. A jade dragon in a shape you'll recognize. Like the one stamped on our cargo. Guard it well. It will be useful on future adventures.
Raise anchor! Set sail!
We're back, and it's still lunch period. It's like we never left.
Good. I'm starving. Why am I craving dumplings? Anyway, first things first. I'll never take land for granted again.
Max, why are you kissing the floor? And where's your sneaker?
Boating incident.
You're so random, Max.
Thanks.
Excuse us. We're gonna get something to eat now.
Ooh. I like your fancy dragon. Where'd you get it?
That is none of your business.
Can I have it?
What? No, sorry. It's a family heirloom, sort of.
Well, can I just hold it for a second?
Actually, I'd rather you didn't.
Just for a second. Oh, it's so smooth. Hey, Lindsay, check out this dragon Max gave me.
Hey, give that back!
What are you doing? Get off me!
Let go!
You let go!
What's going on here? Stop fighting.
She took Max's dragon.
Max, let me hold it.
Hand it over.
What? That's my special dragon.
I'll keep it safe until school's over. Now, I don't want to hear another word, unless you want detention again.
Never mind.
Great job, Katrina.
Whatever. I still owe you for sliming my pom-poms.
Hey, you slimed me first.
Mm-hmm. Watch your back, Molls. Later, Max.
I can't stand her.
Don't let her bother you. Message from Murgatroyd. It better not be another adventure. I'm all adventured out for the moment. Oh, boy.
What does it say?
Get that dragon back ASAP. Don't let it fall into the wrong hands. Wow. How did she...
How do we get it back? Mr. Conklin has it.
Right. Great. Thanks, Katrina. That's okay. I'll get it back after school. It's Aunt Murgatroyd.
Careful. Mr. Conklin is one of them.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, and Cherie B. Tay. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
ICANN is sponsored by Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a grassroots nonprofit statewide membership organization dedicated to equity and excellence in education. OTEG advocates for the needs of our talented and gifted students and serves as a resource for families, educators, and communities. You can learn more at oatag.org.